Our Father Yahweh, the one who redeemed Abraham, let us not now be ashamed, neither let our face now wax pale. But when we see our children, the work of your hands, in the midst of us, let them sanctify your name and sanctify you, the Holy One of Jacob, and let them fear the God of Israel. Let them that erred in spirit come to understanding, and they that murmured, let them learn doctrine. Amen. Thought that was a very moving part of Isaiah's prophecy while I was reading through it this week. That makes an awesome prayer. It really does. Oops. Our psalm of praise today is Psalm 106. Pretty short one.
Unto thy judgment.
my doubts and fears, God's word is a counselor to us. And his testimonies, his laws, and his statutes. We have Psalm 67. This is a tune of Wymouth. And I noticed when this one turns out, it's just the melody version, but it's the same tune as we usually sing. So why don't we hum it out? And it's the same as we do to 17 usually.
Bewail the burning which the Lord hath kindled.
And ye shall not go out from the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. For the anointing oil of the Lord is upon you. And they did according to the word of Moses.
And the Lord spake unto Aaron, saying,
Do not drink wine nor strong drink, thou nor thy sons with thee, when ye go into the tabernacle of the congregation, lest ye die. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations.
And that ye may put difference between holy and unholy, and between unclean and clean.
And that ye may teach the children of Israel all the statutes which the Lord hath spoken unto them by the hand of Moses.
And Moses spake unto Aaron, and unto Eleazar, and unto Ithamar, his sons that were left, Take the meat offering that remaineth of the offerings of the Lord made by fire, and eat it without leaven beside the altar, for it is most holy.
And ye shall eat it in the holy place, because it is thy due, and thy sons do, of the sacrifices of the Lord made by fire, for so I am commanded.
And the wave breast and the knee shoulder shall ye eat in a clean place, thou and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, for they eat thy due and thy sons do, which are given out of the sacrifices of peace offerings of the children of Israel.
The heave offerings and the breast and the wave breast shall they bring with the offerings made by fire of the fat, to wave it for a wave offering before the Lord, and it shall be thine and thy sons with thee, by a statute forever, as the Lord hath commanded.
And Moses diligently sought the goat of the sin offering, and behold, it was burnt, and he was angry with Eleazar and Ithamar, the sons of Aaron, which were left alive, saying,
Wherefore have ye not eaten the sin offering in the holy place, seeing it is most holy, and God hath given it you to bear the iniquities of the congregation, to make atonement for them before the Lord.
Behold, the blood of it was not brought in within the holy place. Ye should indeed have eaten it in the holy place, as I commanded.
And Aaron said unto Moses, Behold, this day have they offered their sin offering and their burnt offering before the Lord, and such things have befallen me. And if I had eaten the sin offering today, should it have been accepted in the sight of the Lord?
And when Moses heard that, he was content.
Go to the book of Luke, chapter 6. We're going to discuss that particular chapter out of Leviticus today, so I'll save my thoughts there for the time. Matthew, Mark, Luke, 6. Let's see, where did we end off? I think we ended off at 27. Yeah, that's right, 27. So we'll pick up at 27. Luke, chapter 6, verse 27. Would anyone volunteer to read the New Testament portion? Christian?
Yeah, I'll read.
But I say unto you, which hear, love your enemies, do good to them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. And unto him that smiteth thee on the one cheek, offer also the other. And him that taketh away thy cloak, forbid not to take thy coat also. Give to every man that asks of thee. And of him that taketh away thy goods, ask them not again. And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if you love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. If ye do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much again. But love ye your enemies, and do good, and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great, and ye shall be the children of the highest. For he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. Be therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Judge not, and ye shall not be judged. Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and ye shall be forgiven. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that you meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. And he spake a parable unto them. Can the blind lead the blind? Shall they not both fall into the ditch? The disciple is not above his master, but every one that is perfect shall be as his master. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but perceivest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Either how canst thou say to thy brother, Brother, let me pull out the mote that is in thine eye, when thou thyself beholdest not the beam that is in thine own eye? Thou hypocrite, cast out the first beam out of thine own eye, and then thou shalt see clearly to pull out the mote that is in thy brother's eye. For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit, neither doth a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. For every tree is known by his own fruit. For of thorns men do not gather figs, nor of a bramble bush gather they grapes. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is good. And an evil man, out of the evil treasure of his heart, bringeth forth that which is evil. For of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. And why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Whosoever cometh to me, and heareth my sayings, and doeth them, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built an house, and digged deep, and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood arose, and the stream beat vehemently upon that house, and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth, and doeth not, is like a man that without a foundation built a house upon the earth, against which the stream did beat vehemently. And immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great.
So how have you guys all been doing? What do you do most of the time, Ezra, when you're around here?
To stay out of trouble?
Since it's snow, I go from a school bus.
What?
School bus and school bus.
Working your school books?
What?
You say you work in your school books? Yep.
Winter time's for staying inside warm and learn. That's how we view it. Summer time's for working hard in the garden.
What school books do you use? Do you have a curriculum you follow?
We do some curriculum, but we should do a good mix of what books we try and use and useful.
You have a lot of really old books right now, actually.
Yeah,
try to dodge some of the weird stuff that you're finding. Actually pretty far back when you start paying attention to some of the stuff.
We love Bob,
yeah, they've all pretty much done the same. I think you,
yeah.
Ezra, are still doing what you did when you were his age. So it's pretty much have them stagger out far enough they aren't on the same book at the same time,
yeah.
Except for Murray and Emma. So they're sharing a little bit. Yeah.
So what all are you studying?
Like, the beginning.
Well, I mean, like, what are you learning right now in math?
Right now,
we're
still, I don't know.
Adding and subtracting?
Yeah, about
that. How about dividing? Not quite to dividing yet.
No. small. Doing like 30 inches and different kinds of editions of that. We were doing clocks and things.
That's good.
Abstract reasoning is a little tough.
Is what?
I said abstract reasoning can get a little tough. Well, why don't we finish our last psalm here and Psalm 10. We'll just do part A.
That's in the book?
Are we doing both or are we just doing
we'll just do A?
Okay.
On 10, you say?
10, yes, sir.
Just A. There's an A and B, and we're doing just A.
Okay.
I have no idea how to find it. Where do you get it?
They're all numbered. Not Psalm 1, 2, 3. I'm hard time seeing. Oh, I'm sorry. That's just the lighting.
No, it's just the eyes in the head. Old eyes.
This is Auld Lang Syne, which is a pretty regular tune.
Wherefore is it that thou, O Lord, dost stand from us afar? And wherefore hidest thou thyself when times are troublous are? The wicked in his loftiness doth persecute the poor. With his heart, the He crouches down with all that to a multitude of poor may by his strong ones fall.
That is one of those psalms that men would never write anything like that in a song, so praise God.
Mm-hmm.
It has to be from the Holy Spirit. But men just don't think, hey, I'm going to make a song about that. It's just the truth. Psalms force you to sing about things you wouldn't sing about if you had your choice.
Yeah.
There's a little pamphlet in the back of those books there. It says, the Spirit that Gives Life, in the very back of the combed booklet. This is a resuscitation of John. I'm going to use this for the rest of the month. Teach some of the work of the Holy Spirit. One of those things that the Holy Spirit gets accused of doing a lot of things, but he usually doesn't get accused of doing the things the Bible says he does. So it's good to remember what he says he does and give him thanks for it. This is from John 6, 63 through 65. It is the Spirit that quickeneth, giving life.
The flesh profiteth nothing.
The words that Christ speaks unto you,
they are spirit and they are life.
But there are some that do not believe.
For Jesus Christ knows from the beginning, and they are that will not believe,
and who should enter Abraham.
Therefore said he unto us,
that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father.
Just go over to the next page. We'll continue on in that thought with 1 Corinthians. I think it's good to tie it together and we'll end there. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 through 11. The speech and preaching of Jesus Christ and him crucified is not of enticing words of man's wisdom,
but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that our faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect,
yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world, that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory,
which none of the princes of this world knew.
For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.
But as it is written,
I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
But God has revealed them unto us by his Spirit.
For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God.
For what man knoweth the things of man, save the spirit of man which is in him?
Even so the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God.
So we can save the rest for next week, but good lesson out of there, teaching us what the Holy Spirit does. Gives us life, brings us life, teaches us what we need to know.
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for enlightening Josh's mind and touching his lips to share it with us accurately. Pray that our hearts would always be open to not just some, but every word that comes from your mouth. That it would have its perfect work and change us as you would have us to be. Thank you for the hospitality, the love that we share in the name of Jesus our Lord, and for the time. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.